Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? In America.
Is it because I'm black? Yeah. Oh, something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. In this world of no pity, I was raised in the ghetto of the city. She worked so hard to earn every penny. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Something is holding me back. Is it because I'm black? Yeah. Oh, something is holding me back. Oh, was it because I'm black? Oh, 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 God. Like a cow killing his first piece of candy, got caught. People around my corner, somewhere I got lost. Oh, something is holding me back. Oh. Is it because I'm black? Yeah, yeah. Oh, somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, oh, oh. Will I survive or will I die? Oh, oh, keep on holding me back.
Can black comedians be racist?
A black person can't be racist by definition.
Why is that?
Because we don't have any control over people's lives. We can't. I can't tell you what neighborhood to live in. I can't tell you what school to go to. I can't tell you you're a second-class citizen. I can't tell you that you can't vote. If I get on that corner and say, I get on that corner for 5 years and I stand there and I go, I'm going to take me a knife and I'm going to cut your throat. And I'm going to take a car and I'm going to run you over. And I'm going to take this hammer and I'm going to beat you till you're dead. If I never kill anybody, am I a murderer?
No.
When I kill somebody, what does that make me? A murderer. I don't care what I talk about. I can talk about it all day long. All we do is talk. White folks do. White folks make laws. There's laws in the book. I'm from Louisiana that said if you marry out of your race, you go to jail. You understand? There's laws that you can't own property. They made laws. Laws. You can't vote. You can't go to school. You can't live in this area. You ain't never seen a sign that said, white boy, if you in this town, when this sun goes down, we're going to hang you. Now have you? That's racism. A practice. What you preach.
I hate that crap when they say that. It's like the race car. You're so worried about it. I'm worried about how in the hell did it get in the deck?
And they brainwash everybody. They have a brainwashing machine that's unreal. That's why you can't catch a cab in New York.
Because they think that you're the enemy. The color of your skin condemns you. That's why white people live 8 years longer than we do. Because we have to put up with this crap. I go through it all the time. I get sick of it. I get sick of it. I go into a five-star hotel. I come here to do the David Letterman show. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I cannot make this up. I'm not this good. I get on the elevator. There's a white woman there in civilian clothes, probably about 45, looks at me and says, "Can I help you?" I said, "Can you? Well, who in the hell are you?" "I'm the maid." I said, "Well, bitch, go make up a bed and get the hell out of my face." Can you imagine a grown woman, I'm a mature black gentleman, asking me that, opening that door? I could have went crazy. She opened a very dangerous door. Agreed? Agreed. These are things I have to go through as a black male. I don't like it. This is insanity. And it doesn't happen only because of white people, because of black Anglo-Saxon. You could be white up here. I'm in first class. I'm at the JFK, and the black woman's asking me, "Do you know what line you're in?" Because I'm in first class. I said, "Do I look like Stevie Wonder?" "Yeah, I know where I am. I'm in first class." "And you cannot help me. Go get your white manager. I don't want to talk to you, you dummy." And they give me that whole German Hitler crap. "I'm just doing my job." "Well, do it somewhere else. Don't do it in front of my face." I get tired.
Tuning in to a coffee, tea, and a conversation with Dorothy Tillman. And we're going to be having Paul Mooney on today.
I want you to stop this ghost stuff. TV, you're obsessed with it. The ghost channel, celebrity ghosts. The ghost touched me. I slept with the ghost. The ghost kissed me. Real ghost stories. Ghosts. Ghosts, international ghosts, ghosts that don't speak English, ghosts. White folks, there are no ghosts. There are no ghosts. It's all in your mind. Get off the meth and the crack. There are no ghosts. There are no ghosts, white folks, and I can prove it. If there were ghosts, slaves would come back and fuck you up. You do know that. Oh, only the white ghosts get to come back. You black ghosts, sit down. You don't get to go. That's what's so funny about it. And I saw Precious. I saw the movie. I ran out of the theater screaming. I thought it was a goddamn horror movie. I was like, "There's a booger bear loose. There's a booger bear loose. And it's about to eat a baby. Help! Help!" I'm very proud of Monique. She did an excellent job. I'm happy for her. I hope she gets an Academy Award, an NAACP. I hope she gets everything she deserves. She's fantastic. She's earned it. But the movie, I just couldn't help it. As a black man, I couldn't stand that movie. I was very offended by that movie. That movie was insane. Color Purple, too. "Your pussy's better than your mama's pussy, and you come over and eat my pussy." I said, "What kind of crazy shit is this?" I said, "The devil wrote this." I threw that. "The devil wrote this. Only a demon could write that film." And then I hear him talking, "Oh, it's incest, and we have to show it, and we've got to talk about these things." Yeah, Oprah and whatever the other man's name is, that man that dresses up like a lady. What's his name? Yeah, the one that has Alzheimer's. He's from God, he's a man. He just stay in the dress. He can't help himself. He thinks Madea's real. He thinks he's real. But the movies are crazy anyway. I went to see something. I was very proud. I said, Disneyland, princes. And I said, they're not prejudiced anymore. I took my grandkids. I had to sit there for 3 hours and see a black woman be a frog. I said, this is about a frog or about a princess? The white lady gets to be the princess. The black lady has to be a frog. I found that offensive. But I said, I'm insulted by this shit. I go to the movies. I get mad. I went to see Brothers. I said, right on, Brothers. Brothers was about some white boys. I went to see Dark Man, white man. I said, what kind of shit is this?
We ain't going to no concert. We going on now, hopefully, to do what we have to do. Because the whole world is watching us, just like Selma. I remember when we was on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the day when blood was flowing like a river. On the east side was the Alabama River, on one side, to the right and left of us was the Alabama River. Behind us was Brown Chapel with defeat. And in front of us, we was facing a sea of nothing but officers. They shine shoes. They just shine their shoes to put their foot up a nigga's butt. And it's either go forward, go back, or go to the river. And we start saying, I was in the center part. John Lewis was on the front, Jose Williams and some of them. I tease John Lewis now, telling him that if you known they was going to start beating at the front, you might have got in the middle. They put us in the middle because that's when the folks start, usually let the first section go by, and they start beating in the middle. So our job was to hold that line in the middle, not to let folks scatter, because when you scatter, you get beat up faster. But our thing was to make sure that, you know, we did that nonviolent move so folks would get hurt. But as it stood, because they started beating at the front first, a lot of folks got hurt. And we were saying, the whole world is watching you. The whole world is watching you. Well, that's the same thing with the Trayvon Martin. And out of that movement came something, the Civil Rights Bill. And I would hope this whole energy around the Justice Department and Trayvon, that we deal with some issues pertaining to our community. I mean, what happens to these brothers who can't get jobs? And they want, and then as a result, some of them, well, they get jobs and not still going to sell and do stuff because they kind of messed up in the head psychologically. But what happened to these brothers who can't get no jobs? And then Rahm Emanuel and the superintendent say, we're going to come knock on your door and say, we're watching you. What happened? We got to deal with that. Michelle Alexander, the new Jim Crow. If black folks take that mess the same way we've taken them clothes in 50 schools, it's like, how much can you take? What can you take? How much can you take? I looked at my tax bill, just my office bill, and I tell you, it went up real high. 10,000 of that was for education. The schools in my community is closing and is inferior. And then the Alderman put a $3,000 tax on it, talking about something. Special service to clean up 47th Street, pay folks special to clean up, and ain't nothing cleaning up. And you got all these things, and you pay for the library, and you pay for City College. City College, that same City College that's trying to take our building, and that's why we asked you to go down to Seaway Bank and put some money in and help us out. And they got all these folks, Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, all of these people, all those things in your tax bill that you pay. If you own property. Now, if you don't own property, your landlord pay for it, and they raise your rent. And then I looked at my bill, and I saw the 47th Street TIF was just taken off. What happened to that money? That money is supposed to be used for blighted areas. Those are some things. But we are dealing with all of this economic, psychological blow and killing they're doing to us every day. We got to understand just what next week, and I can't deal with it this week. Next week, I'm going to deal with the fact there was something in the paper, a procurement, to expand the North Fork Railroad. Now, you know over there around Shields, Wells Shields, and Princeton and Shields, all over there. When I was in office, I saw that plan on the wall. And when I went to the planning department and they asked me to sign off on that, I said, I'm not signing off on that. You talking about removing all these black folks. Well, we're going to give them money for their housing. Where are they going to move? So I saw, and I don't know when the meeting is. If anybody out there who knows, you can call in and tell me. Well, they're talking about expanding that rail yard from Root to Garfield over there on 55th Street all the way to the Dan Ryan. And I don't forget how far west, but I knew the whole thing about the Dan Ryan was for this global economy to build up these to put these office buildings there and the rail service them. Now, I told y'all out in Roseland, the reason they're giving you the hard time and create the problem for you to run was because you got a lot of rail lines out there. And then there's another part, which we're going to talk about next week. I know y'all want to talk about it this week. Cochran and Pat is doing the 30th ward part to add to that. Somewhere around 60 somewhere, they're going to expand the rail yard. You're expanding and you're displacing people. It's the global economy, y'all. It's the global economy that have nothing to do with black people. It's about what the mayor and his other folks are talking about doing to these inner cities, and they don't give a darn about you. Now, if you're going to allow them to come knock on your door and you that bad off, they say, I'm watching you, don't call me. When they get your son to accidentally get you. Like, we're going to fight for Trayvon. But one of my friends in New York asked me, said before Trayvon was killed, was their mother conscious of what was going on with black people? Was the father conscious about what was going on with black people? And we both agree there's a possibility they weren't thinking about that. And that's what happened to most of us. We don't think about what's going on with the black community until something happened personally to us. But God gave us, when this boy told me God told him to shoot Trayvon. No, he didn't say it. He said, well, that was God's will. Well, it's God's will for us to kick butt. So we got to stand up. You listen to the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. We are also on iHeartRadio, y'all, if you want to listen to us, we're on iHeartRadio. We are also on blackplanet.com. We are on Facebook, a group Facebook, and Blog Talk. So if you missed some of it, you can get the rest of it off of Blog Talk later on my Blog Talk friends are listening. So what I want you to do is to get your coffee, and I want you to get your tea. And I want you to know after you can't reach me on Blog Talk and you can't get me on the internet, www.bon.com, and you can't get me on iHeart, call 773-591-1690. Get your coffee, get your tea. Come on back and talk to me. Got a lot to talk about. Be right back.
This is Perry Small, encouraging all Chicago to attend the Justice for Trayvon Martin 100th City Rally on Saturday, July 20th at the Dirksen Federal Building, 219 South Dearborn at noon. Your presence is needed to encourage the Department of Justice to seek federal civil rights charges against George Zimmerman. Let's make this rally a civics lesson for young people by making sure they are present. That's Saturday, 12 noon, at the Dirksen Federal Building, 219 South Dearborn. Get there early. Record crowds are expected.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Mozart, no, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful you think this bargain in the air can be.
Make more friends and express their individuality.
When they learn to play the music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Not all criminals carry a gun or a knife. Some simply need to pick up the phone or ring a doorbell. In times like these, senior citizens are often the targets of con artists, hawking shady investment deals and phony charities. Be wary of strangers in your neighborhood soliciting services or asking for money. Many cons come in the way of phony home repair services. These thieves offer major home repairs at bargain prices, but they end up taking your money and never finishing the work. Don't become a victim. Be skeptical of offers that are too good to be true. Never allow anyone to force you to sign something, and never give personal information to people you don't know. Get estimates and never pay in advance. If you suspect fraud, get the contractor's license plate number and call the police immediately. If something doesn't seem right, it's probably not. Protect yourself. Visit ncpc.org to learn more. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Some teens have trouble just making it to graduation.
Like, my brother, I was raising him. I was taking care of him when I was 3-4 years old. There was no possible way for me to come home, watch the kids, give them a bath, then cook dinner for everybody and clean and still get my homework done. So it's always the same with you because there's so many kids that you have to grow up real
at
fast.
At a young age.
Real fast. Yeah. Because, I mean, if there's nobody there to do it, you got to do it.
Like she said, you can walk down the hallway and see me. I just have a smile on my face. But inside, I'm like really, really crying. I'm hurting because, like, well, how can I manage to do all this at such a young age? So it's a mind thing. You have to have your mindset that, hey, if this is what you want to do, go for it. Find some more support and do what you have to do.
Hopefully, I'll be able to study and be able to get my stuff done, but just not knowing what's going to happen in the future, that's what scares me. But I'm hoping that I'll be able to maintain my grades and stay in school.
Give your friends the boost they need to graduate. Go to boostup.org and send a message in your own words. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
What are you doing?
Filling out a loan application.
I can help you get approved, you know.
Really? How?
With this.
A bag of sand?
It's not a bag. It's a pouch. And it's not sand. It's credit fairy dust.
Credit fairy dust?
Yes. I sprinkle some fairy dust on the application, and your credit rating magically improves.
There's no such thing as the credit fairy.
A non-believer now. But what will you think when your loan is approved?
I'll think my credit score improved because I paid my bills on time, kept my credit card balances low, and only opened a new card if I really needed it.
It's the dust.
It's sand.
Don't deny the credit fairy.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud. Woo! Say it real loud, y'all. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, y'all, I know y'all be waking like fine man when y'all wake up this morning. Say it loud. Woo! Everything I did was for the other man. Hey, Jane Brown, y'all. Y'all might come on. Hey. Yes, Lordy. And working for someone else. Woo! Say it loud. We're back, y'all. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Are you black? Say it loud as you can. I'm black and I'm proud. Today is Trayvon Martin's day. We're going to be down at the Dirksen Building. I think it's 219 North Dearborn. If I'm wrong, she's going to tell me that for 219. And we're going to be down there. It's Trayvon Martin Day. We're going to be down there for justice for Trayvon. Did y'all see our president yesterday? Somebody told me that Mr. Mooney made him come out and make a statement yesterday. So we got I got me some guests that's coming in here now. Do you want her to sit in an interview, Mr. Mooney? Okay. All right. Okay. I got Mr. Mooney and his wife that's here. How you doing this morning? Uh-huh. We got these two mics on. These two. Okay. All right. You know, Sean, if you want to work in the control room and watch them over there, you can too. Yeah. Okay. We got a whole, we got some coffee and stuff and things for y'all in there. Okay. All right. So, we got Mooney done came up in here, and I don't look at him. Don't even know nothing about Black and Proud. I don't even know why I'm sharing in the mic with him.
I've been listening to you.
You don't know nothing about Black and Proud.
But I'm telling you that, see, you trying to stay young. You going back just a little bit. Let's go all the way back.
I'm young, gifted, and black.
Yeah, but you know you old. Let's go all. But you look good for your age. Look, let's go all the way back when you were talking about our history.
Uh-huh.
Let's go all the way back when you talk about those white T-shirts and you talk about this gang stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go all the way back. Remember, there were no black gangs. Remember what we called them? Pachucos, remember?
You know I'm not that old.
Look, we call them Pachucos.
You hear that Pachuco stuff, don't y'all?
Yeah, remember? That's what's the gang, Pachuco, because they was mixed. They Latin, black, you know, they were mixed, you know, Pachucos and Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Those were the two.
Yeah.
Go back.
Hell Angels, those white
were,
folks.
Those were
terrorizing.
Those were the gang.
There was terrorists.
And then the other two gangs, the police and the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, yes. And the police knock on your door, you better run. Don't open it.
But don't you remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was way back then. See, black folks, that was before cell phones, so they don't want to hear that because they don't even want to think.
Folks texting, huh?
Yeah. They don't even want to think that there was a war.
They think they tough. They text.
Yeah.
We're going to fight a revolution by texting.
Right. And we had the house phones, remember?
Huh?
The house phone. Mm-hmm. Now, I love the house phone because when you call me, if I didn't pick up, you knew I wasn't at home.
Knew you weren't at home.
And you didn't have to have nothing to tell you.
But your neighbor might have picked up.
Yeah, maybe. But you understand, you knew I was not at home.
Yeah.
It was simple.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you weren't psychic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my other daughter there, Mooney.
Yeah, huh?
That's my other daughter. They put this up over here.
Oh, another nappy-headed daughter.
Nappy-headed Negro.
All your kids get nappy hair.
The doctor,
I like that.
The
That's proud.
Called me
That's
a nappy-headed nigga. Let me just get back on this. You're listening to the Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON. We're saying it loud. We black and we proud. We on www.wvon.com. We on iHeartRadio. You know we're on Blog Talk. Coffee Tea in the Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman, on Blog Talk. You can hit me on Facebook. We're on Facebook, blackplanet.com. And we also on iHeartRadio, y'all. You know you're listening to us, and we're going to have a good time this morning. I hope I can get this music. I'm going to play less music for y'all today. I'm going to play in between, try to get some of my songs.
What you playing?
Hey.
It better be jazz, or it better be rhythm. It better be rhythm and blues.
No, it's going to be some movement.
Honky tonk.
It's going to be some knock you out the socks, get ready to mobilize, organize. It's organizing movement. But so we want you down at the Frederick Building today. We're gonna be marching for Trayvon, as I said earlier, and we're gonna be doing this for justice. Are we doing the justice for black folks too? You know, it's really interesting. As Melody said, some of y'all got to come out of your comfort zone, and I know we are fighting on to get justice. But I said Trayvon's mother was working for the county and the state, and the father, they was living in a gated community, and they probably thought that racism would never touch them. And that should be a lesson for you. If you're black, I tell you, ain't no telling what might happen. So what we're going to do, we got Mr. Mooney here for a minute. And I know that, look at this board, Mooney. It's lit up. It just lit up.
What board?
Oh, that's the board. Them my talk folks. It's lit up. I got to go to it in a minute.
Oh, you, that's the board that lit up. Okay.
So
you living in the present now.
Always.
Yeah. Look at your board.
Give them some facts. Go on, talk for a second there, Mooney. I'm just so glad to have you here. You're going to be here at the Harold Washington Culture Center tonight.
Yeah.
At the Harold Washington Culture Center.
You know the Culture Center. Yeah. The theater. Say it correctly.
The theater.
Yeah.
A black theater.
Right.
Black owned.
Right.
And black folks have to help us keep it that
right.
way.
Right.
That's
right. Black folks don't like to help themselves. The black people get getting on my last nerve.
Well, tell me about it.
They are because they're always waiting for somebody to do something for them.
Yeah.
They got to do something for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
The stagecoach ain't coming, neither is the caravan. These white folks ain't gonna help you do nothing but pick cotton. That's what they're going to help you
and
do.
And then they got a machine doing that. Now they're going to pick, you know, they're going to pick your buddy New Jim Shore in jail.
Right.
You know, I was at Ebony yesterday, and it was interesting how the stuff that you were talking about in terms of black people, where we are and what we're doing and how we just got to get up and do what we got to do here. Because you said they don't want, so they brought us here. You, what you said, you were talking about how they brought us. Now they crazy. They don't want us. You say it will never help us.
No.
Tell me about that.
No, well, no, but they're not. Why would you want to help your cow? You own your cow. Why would you want to help your cow?
Mm-hmm. And the cow stopped doing milk. What,
right.
What you do?
Right.
What you the cow stopped getting
selling.
Milk? Selling. And now James Bevel told me that the white man made two things. Bevel said the white man made two things, a mule and a nigger, and neither one of them reproduced. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you. Well, look, this board is lit up. I'm going to see, can I go to it real quick? Take
that board lit up because you said the N-word.
The N-word?
Mm-hmm.
That's politically incorrect.
Right.
The N-word.
Uh-huh.
What
you said.
Did I say the N-word?
And you said it incorrectly. You said it like a black person. You just said it like a white person.
The N-word.
You know, nigger. You know,
oh,
the,
nigger.
Yeah.
But is it? Oh, my God, I'm politically incorrect.
Yes, totally.
What do you think?
Uh-huh.
What do you
think? Totally.
What's going to happen?
Well, we have to wait and see if the helicopter come over here. We have to wait and see.
Because,
they'll send them helicopters.
Oh, yeah. Drop them. Hey.
Uh-huh. You be hearing them late at night.
And they're going to be right down over you at the you speaking
right.
out with that Trayvon. They're going to be over
right.
there, too. They're going to
right.
be all over
right.
it, right?
That Trayvon, America should be ashamed of itself. It's
mm-hmm.
a disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And white folks out there, if they're listening, it is not a good day to be white.
Come on, talk.
It ain't a good day to be white.
Go on, teach.
Huh? It's not a good day to be white.
Why,
white folks, go check into Motel 6 or one of the motels someplace. Don't go home.
Well, you know what? Every motel in the city of Chicago hotel is filled. You can't find a room. You think that's where they're at?
That's where they're at. Nah, I wouldn't go home. If I was white, I wouldn't go home.
Why?
I just wouldn't go.
Why you wouldn't go home?
Because it is dangerous. I would not go home. This is not a good time to be white.
Baby, you got to tell me about that before I go home.
I will tell you all about it. It's not. It's not a good time. If I was white, I'd go straight to my surgeon. Mm-hmm.
You really?
Oh, because you don't have to be, just like you sitting up here black. You don't have to be black. You can go to your surgeon. You can change your race now. It was all over the television. It was all
really?
Over TV. Uh-huh.
All I know about, you know, there's a book
it
called
was,
Black Like Me. That's
yeah.
all the one
oh, no, that's,
that
oh,
pill.
That's old school.
But it took that pill.
And make take the pill or take the makeup and make yourself black like that
well,
man
tell me about
used to
this.
Sing Mammy, Mammy, that man that used to sing
yeah.
Mammy. That's old school.
Well, tell me about
you can
this
go
school.
To your surgeon and change your race.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah, I ran into what?
Oh,
what,
don't
what?
Tell these black folks that.
Yeah.
They'd be lined up trying to be
no,
white.
Yeah. I went.
You don't want them lined up trying to be white, do you?
I bumped into Little Kim.
Shut your mouth.
No, she's Chinese now.
Shut your mouth.
Had her eyes fixed, all of it. Her color, oh yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Little Kim Lee is her name now.
She said
that Bruce Lee is her cousin.
Shut
now
your
that's,
mouth.
Oh, you better shut your mouth.
Change your
you
race.
Can go to, you don't have to stop all this complaining. Save your money. Just work. Work 4-5 jobs. Just
yeah.
work. Save your money, and
uh-huh.
you don't have to be no black person. You can go change your race.
So Imitation Life is real now, huh?
That
you
was
really
a movie.
Is.
No, that was a movie.
Say, ain't no imitation.
No,
you can change
no,
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Totally.
Don't tell these Negroes that.
Yes, you can go down there. You don't have to be colored a Negro anymore.
Oh, my God. Well, I got to talk to some of these folks on the phone and see what they're saying. I got to talk to these folks. Let me see where I'm going.
And you don't have to be human.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, one woman went down there. She's a dog now.
Is she barking?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's barking.
I tell folks all the time, you know, you don't know who you're talking to. You be cloned. You know, I said them folks have been cloned. They ain't got no souls. Them folks, them babies made up in a little test.
You know they got
shaking
clones.
Shaking it up.
You know they got clones.
You ain't no clone, are you?
Nah, because I got to pinch you. I got to pinch you.
Oh, baby, I might holler.
They might have got to you.
They might have.
Yeah, because
you know what I like to feel. Because
you know white folks are sneaky.
Do I look the same as yesterday? They got to me in my sleep.
Yeah, they'll get you while you're sleeping.
Well,
like that movie. Remember that movie, The Pod, where they'd get people? And the man's friend was kept saying, let's get on out of here because they're going to get us. And then they got him, and he came back and said, oh, it's so different now. I feel so different. Come on. It makes you feel good. We'll live forever and all this other crap. Because you know white folks love to live forever.
Well, you know, I got to stop hanging around you because they might really come and get me because I'm hanging with you. Let's talk about Mama D from Inglewood.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing? Good morning, Mama D. Y'all want everybody to make it real short for me
hey,
now.
As a crime against humanity, descendant and survivor of unjust laws of segregation, Jim Crow genocide, the Dred Scott decision said blacks, not black and brown, not people of color or minorities, but blacks have no rights that whites like Zimmerman are bound to respect. They are a subjugated race, not Negro, colored, or African-American, but a subjugated race, inferior and subordinate, whether they are emancipated or not. We cannot keep doing the same thing the same way, expecting a different result.
Yeah.
We do need to don't need to march for jobs. We need to demand reparations.
Oh, we got to get reparations, Mama D.
Get paid for the 246 years of free labor that made America rich and left us in poverty and with untreated heart, mind, and
Mama D, Mama D, Mama D, Mama D, you coming out to the rally today?
I'm planning to.
I see you at the rally now. Say hi to me.
And three things.
Mama D, Mama, you gotta be a little short with me today because I got a little board. And I got an order.
That the president needs to do.
Okay, I got short time, and I gave Mama D a lot of time. I got to, y'all, if I'm going to put you on this phone, on this stage, y'all got to help me out, y'all know, because everybody, come on, y'all, come on, help me out, dear. Help me out. Ms. Auger, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I am upset, but hello to your guest. And
hello to
and
my guest.
He has had me laughing. I am upset.
Ms. Audrey from Alabama.
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Retired school
and
teacher.
Glad to be.
Yeah.
Now, here is the thing. I am upset. I cannot be at the rally, but I do support it. I am supporting it because we have a police
chief. You hear this? She said because she's going to support it now.
Because we have a police chief who is now being harassing our children and racially profiling people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lincoln Park High School is overcrowded, and they have Rahm Emanuel said he can do anything he wants to. He has...
Dr. King said a man can't ride your back if it's not bent. I'm saying straighten up your back.
He has rented 9 rooms in DePaul University instead of sending those students to Manier Elementary School. The other thing,
I can't talk about too many things today, Ms. Audrey, because my board is lit up and I got to get more. I got my guess.
The is that I hope that everybody down there will either give $1 or $5 to the hair wash.
Got to get some money to the hair wash. Go to Seaway Bank.
Love you.
I love you more.
And
thank you.
Have you all a blessed day.
You too. Now, I'm going to try to empty this board out real quick here. Who I got here? I'll put Meso back on hold because Meso, you're going to try to change the subject. I got to make you hold on for a minute. I know what you're going to do, Meso. Hey. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Fiddle Chubbin, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Who I'm talking to?
This is Lanita Henson.
How you doing? Give me
I
short and sweet. Short and sweet.
We're getting ready for election season, and I want to use your platform this morning, ma'am, if I may.
You might not. What did you want to do?
White's name up as a potential candidate for governor.
No, we'll talk about that later. We're not talking about that today. Right now, we're talking about, Carl, let's talk about something else. You know, you got to raise up the people, then do it. I'm not, we're going to stay on what I tell you this morning. And then you're going to come back and you're going to talk to me later. I love you, though. You know I love you. I keep getting you. Say, make it quick, Maceo.
No, good morning, first and foremost.
Don't change the platform. Don't tell about no birthdays. Come on, how you doing?
No. I'm not changing the platform. I'm talking about the topics that you
Okay, you coming to the rally today?
Absolutely.
I know you is, red, black, and green.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, The thing is that what you had mentioned earlier in terms of, you know, some of our people, a lot of our people being lost, and it's intentional, as you know, in terms of the school system not teaching about, you know, our people, our history. It's intentional. It's by design.
Right.
But the thing is that we have to get the African mind back.
Let me ask you this, Maceo. What do you think about Rahm Emanuel? Y'all better talk about Rahm knocking on these, kicking these folks' door
that's the part. That's a big part of it. That's by design too, in terms of them absorbing or putting out the meretricious things, the things that glitter before our people to absorb them, to buy them, to draw them into this culture, then to make them forget about the things that are of importance.
Well, you know what, Maceo? I got something on play for you, Charles Bevel.
And play, what did I do to be black? So
Not right now. I'm going to get to that at some point. Charles Bevel want to know if you see a coward, you're going to see a slave.
But
ain't no coward, Maceo.
No, but lastly, there are two excellent articles by Mr. The editor of The Defender, Mr. Ron Childs, on our children that are doing something, and then on Trayvon Martin.
I got about the paper. I'm going to read it when I get home. This is for you, Maceo. See you later. I'm playing this for Maceo and my guest, Charles Bevel. Hey, you kid, see a coward, you're going to see a slave. Hey, any cowards out there? Hey, I ain't got no coward to my left over here. I got Mr. Paul Mooney. He don't care. He going to tell the story. I say, hey, Paul, you know they after your buddy. He said, hey, listen to this song, Charles. Drive
Mississippi.
Mississippi Charles Belver. Hey, you like the song? Hey, mate, so you listen?
To find a
I might put even Simone sing.
I heard crying.
If it was,
what I see really told me. Not many people really want to be free.
Nina Simone.
So that's Charles Belton singing.
Lord, Lord,
he said,
Lord,
not many
Lord.
People want to be free. Hey,
Lord, Lord,
blow the
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Hey, I got here, y'all. You know who I got sitting next to me in here?
I heard a voice speak to me.
Hey!
Come over here.
Now he's James Bevel's brother. James Bevel was the
one. Free and the home of the brave. I see a coward and I smell slave.
Come on, bring it on down.
Really
it troubles me when I see cowards. You're scared. Man can't ride your back if it's not bent. I tell you.
Land of the free.
Land of the free, home
and
of the brave.
Home of the slave.
What? The slave and the brave.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Land of the free.
Who is
and
it free
home
for?
And the home of the slave.
And it's free for who?
Huh?
And it's free for who?
Sugar.
Sugar. That white sugar, brown sugar.
Yeah. Sugar. Well, sugar is beige.
Beige.
It's neither white or brown.
No, that's sugar white.
Hmm?
That's sugar white.
The sugar you see is white, not my sugar. Not sugar in my house.
Tell me about your sugar.
No, my sugar in my house is brown.
Well, talk about your sugar.
Mm-hmm. It's brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
Brown.
Pleasing to the eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's white outside of your house.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got you.
Got you. Get it?
Black. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see? So if you want to be in, you got to get some brown sugar in your
brown
house.
Brown sugar in your house.
Mm-hmm.
White sugar outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you too deep.
Yeah.
I just love Paul Moody's going to be down there. He's going to speak at the rally today. He's also going to be at the Harold Washington Culture Center. He's part of the Black Repertoire Theater in California.
In California,
mm-hmm.
is what produces all this stuff. We're just rehearsing for our tour. This is opening night, you know.
Opening night.
To the rehearsal.
Ain't nothing
so
but overnight.
You should see this rehearsal because it's just outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Uh-huh.
It's opening night, y'all. It's something to be open because you can't close if you don't open, you know.
Yeah, and we do. This is true. Yeah. You can't close, you know. Yeah. That's what the hookers say in the
street.
Oh,
watch your mouth.
That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
They say that.
Is that brown sugar or white sugar?
Brown.
Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Now he gonna be. Look, this man is. What I love about Paul Mooney, he's not just a comedian. He says a message. If he said I'm trying to see what's in the eye. He don't talk. And Paul Mooney is really deep for the younger folks who might be listening out there. He would not look. Red Fox. Richard Pryor wouldn't be no Richard Pryor. There's Eddie Murphy. Chappelle. All of these folks, and see, one thing about the comedians, and even our music, it was always a message. It wasn't just somebody just messing around to be talking. It's a message, and that's what I love about you. You know, you said black folks need to laugh. We have to laugh to get over what we're into, but there also was a message that you give us. I know when I was a little girl, and Pete Martin used to come down to Alabama and set up a tent, and my grandma would drag me to that tent. And they had them little things that he just abused.
Yeah.
And but
we go back further than that. It's called playing the dozen. That's where that rap, all of that comes from that.
Yeah.
Playing the dozen.
Uh-huh.
See, we called it playing the dozen.
Playing the dozen.
That was to keep our minds sharp.
Yeah.
To keep it because the way they were doing us and making a law, you know, if you teach a black person to read or write, they, mm-hmm. they shoot you, mm-hmm. and they shoot that person.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, because that's knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Right.
It frees you mentally and physically.
Right.
And so they wanted to keep that from us, and so we played the dozen
mm-hmm.
to keep our minds sharp.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they call that. That's what it all comes from.
Yeah.
And it was a good thing because it kept us healthy.
Uh-huh.
Mentally,
yes.
You know, it kept us healthy. And see, whether you believe in God or you're an atheist or whatever you are,
mm-hmm.
see when you look at things on this planet
mm-hmm.
called Earth,
mm-hmm.
and you know that there is a God, you know that there is a God,
right?
Because people speak different languages. This is a foreign language for us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Indians have different dialects. They, you know, they have different dialects.
Right.
Africans, Chinese, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
White folks have their thing. Everybody has everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are godly things. It's like when you have a smoke signal,
mm-hmm.
all the Indians understand the smoke signal.
That's right.
You put the smoke up, you know, stagecoach coming. White folks get them.
Yeah.
All the Indians knew.
Yeah.
They all know.
Yeah.
All the Africans through the drum.
Right.
They speak different dialects, but when the drum is played, they all understand the drum.
Right.
Are you feeling me?
I feel you.
You understand?
I understand.
You see, you understand. That's why you have to get to understand white folks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, I have a degree in whiteology.
Mm-hmm.
I have a degree, a master's degree.
What is, and you, whiteology?
Whiteology.
Yeah. I got to study. You got to ask, can I study at your feet? Whiteology, y'all.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I'm saying, you can go to school. You can go, I'm going to send you whiteology.
Okay.
You have to learn white.
Do I get a scholarship? Your school is it free?
Yeah, you get to go free. And look, and you have to realize, you have to study them. And that's why they have their language. They speak in tongue. When white people say certain things, they mean a different thing.
Like what?
If a policeman stops you, like we talked yesterday,
uh-huh.
and writes you a ticket and tells you to have a nice day, how can you have a nice day and you've gotten a ticket for
$1,500? Oh, that's what it means.
What it means is the hell with you.
Yeah, that's white allergy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So
screw you. That's what it really means.
What are we supposed to say?
Same thing to them.
Yeah, don't say thank you, officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't say that.
Because you can't speak that language.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking. They have their own language.
You got something else they say mm-hmm. when they have their own language? What else?
That's their own language.
Yes, whiteology.
Yeah, whiteology. And see, words are very powerful.
Yes, they are.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Hey, mm-hmm. yeah, catch a nigga by his toe.
Yeah. Why a toe?
And if he holler, let him go.
Yeah, do we have bad feet?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah. What if they catch a death mute by the toe? They got to keep just... Just keep turning him?
Why you think they're taking him by his toe?
I don't know. You know, they used to have those nuts called nigger toes, remember?
Yes,
nuts. You remember
they're hard to crack.
They were hard to crack.
Oh, baby, was they hard to crack.
Yeah, don't
you
remember?
You beat them suckers to death. And on Christmas time.
Don't you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks out there trying not to remember. See, black people try to have selective memory.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They have selective memory.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to, okay, go ahead.
No, that's how I keep talking.
What's she saying? Okay, but what you were saying?
That's my engineer giving me time when I got
I thought she was saying give me five.
No, she let me know when to break.
Oh,
I
didn't
know so into you on my pencil.
Either that or I got 500. I don't know what she was saying.
She's young, gifted, and black. I got these young folks, Courtney, in here. Courtney said I got 5 minutes, right? Courtney, tell me before. Courtney, give me my break time. Okay, go on.
Uh-huh.
She let me know because she know I'm into you. I'm not looking at the board.
Well, she still got her fingers.
She got her fingers.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of black folks that don't have fingers.
What happens?
They cut them off. You know that? They catch you holding your hand up, sending signals.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that.
Can't be doing that.
I mean, that's up to white folks. They send signals.
Mm-hmm. So black folks need to understand.
Yeah,
those little gang signals don't mean nothing.
Well,
black folks sat on the corner throwing signals, shooting up each other.
They got it from white folks. You have to watch a baseball game. You see them.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hearing about whiteology this morning?
Mm-hmm.
We got the master of whiteology, and I hope you're listening so you can learn. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's some deep stuff. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I know y'all on the board. I'm going to get to y'all at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but I tell you, I'm talking to Mr. Mooney here. And to Courtney, say I got a few minutes. I'm going to see, can I take one call here to see what we can do here? Janice.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Tillman? I just wanted to say I like that whiteology. I think we should look further into that, like whiteology with us supporting our own businesses. Why should we buy fried chicken for somebody else's store when if we bought it from our own, then it would provide jobs. Marching is not going to provide one job, like Mr. Fuller said. And I love that book you had in the book club. That's a book all of our leaders should
read. Oh, yeah, good book, good book.
I just want to say we need to look at our young men cutting our own grass, our women.
Well, you know, next week we're going to have a whole economic thing. I want you to call back. We're going to be talking about it. I'm going to have Dr. Pat on with me, Pat Newton. She's really great and all that stuff. And we're going to talk next week about that. Okay, Janet?
Okay, I knew you got another caller, so that's all I want to say.
Thank you. Love you, baby. How you doing, Katie? Katie?
Hello?
Hello. You got a minute with me, and I got to go on break. How you doing?
Okay, hello?
Hi.
Hi, hi. I'll be at the rally. I was so disappointed. My friends said that they didn't want nothing to do, didn't never want to go to Africa because they afraid they'd be kept in Africa. Now, how do you respond
to that? Tell them. When we come back off our break, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let Mr. Mooney respond to that, so you keep listening, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
They said they don't want to go to Africa.
Yeah, I want you to have more time when we come off our break.
No, kidding. They thought they'd keep them.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to talk about it when we come back. Maurice, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning, Dorothy.
Hurry up, Maurice. Good morning. Mr. Mooney?
You're a riot, man. Look, if it ain't a good day to be white, then it must be a good day to be black, huh, Mr. Mooney?
It's a real good day. Every day is a good day to be black.
Amen. Look, I'm going to be down there about 11:30 today.
Uh-huh.
And if we get 50,000 people down there, if all of us put up a dollar, we could buy one of these buildings.
I'm going to talk to you, Mr. Mooney. I mean, Mr. Maurice. We're going to talk to you. See you down there now. Sakia?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
Good morning to your guest, Mr. Mooney.
You got a minute.
I got two quick comments. I just want to speak on the comments Mike Flannery made last night about State Representative Monique Davis and a quick comment on President Obama.
Well, I got now, 1 minute, Sakia, so you can put one that you want to do.
I can hold.
No, I'm not going to carry you over.
Hold.
Okay. I can't care nobody over because I got Mooney. I got a guest today. Reverend Walden.
Hey, how you doing there?
30 seconds. I'm doing fine.
Okay, listen. Uh-huh. I know everybody's going to be at Trayvon Martin's thing. We're going to be there. All of my organizations are going to be
and
there.
And then you got your stuff over there at the University of Chicago today.
Get through there where you're going. Come to the Chicago Theological Seminary at 6 o'clock tonight. It's free. Monique Davis is going to be speaking.
Okay.
And we're going to give away many, many gifts free. Come on out.
Thank you. We're going to be able to listen to Paul Moon at the Harold Washington Cultural Center. We're going to be at Harold Washington Cultural Center. Look, y'all, you've been listening to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. It's like fine wine, y'all. Y'all get up every morning on Saturday morning and listen. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk. We're also on Facebook, blackplanet.com, and we also on group Facebook. We have Paul Mooney, and I'm sitting at his feet. He's my professor. He's teaching me whiteology. So get your coffee, get your tea. Don't stay gone long. Come on back and talk to me and teach and learn something from Professor Paul Mooney. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You know, they will let white folks make a movie.
Summer is here.
Look at Hollywood. Scissorhands, give me a fucking break. Somebody is on crack. Somebody's smoking a pipe at the studio. Somebody at the studio was smoking crack. Scissorhands. Throw mama from the train. Only white folks can throw their mama from a damn train. And it's a hit fucking movie. Ain't that some crazy shit? Throw mama from the goddamn... What's this other thing? White men can't jump. They don't have to. They own the team. Some white man is at bank right now. Ooh, my niggas are jumping. Oh, jump, nigga. White daddy make you jump. Jump. Oh, jump. Single white female. They'll let white folks make a movie about any fucking thing. But I knew they were crazy when they let them make Driving Miss Daisy. In the 90s, Driving Miss Daisy. Fuck Miss Daisy. I will walk before I drive some goddamn Miss Daisy. Some old Jewish woman, I'll take a bagel and beat the shit out of Miss Daisy. This is the 90s. I'll drive that bitch to an alley and rob her. I will do a carjack. Miss Daisy would be on the fucking bus. She'd fuck with me. See, a lot of you are relating, but a lot of white folks are not laughing. They're holding back because they love that tar baby, aunt your mama, let's go back bullshit. Oh, me dating, I love it. Fuck that. I don't like that cooning, happy slave bullshit. See, you're white. You can go back. Back to the future. They like all that shit. You can skip on back. Your little ass is white. I go back. I can only go back so far. Then my black ass is in chains. Fuck you. I'm not going back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Trying to trick a nigga back. Come on, nigga. Come on back. Come back to Jamaica. Come on. No, I'm going to stay here in the 90s where I can tell you to kiss my black ass. I didn't like the ending of that movie. In the rest home, he's feeding it. Oh, you my best friend. I said, look, poison this bitch so I can go home and get some sleep. What they going to do? Let Spike Lee write and direct part two? Driving Miss Daisy some more? But my favorite, I have to confess, I swear, don't tell anybody, Lassie. I love that fucking Lassie. Was that a smart dog? God damn, that dog was smart. Remember Lassie used to start? That was Lassie whistling. That dog was smart, wasn't it? And then they talked to Lassie like Lassie was a person. You know, they just, white folks talk to Lassie like they grew up. Lassie, hey Lassie. Hi, girl. How's your mom? Oh, Lassie. I love you. Call me in an hour, Lassie. I mean, talk to fucking Lassie. I saw one episode where Grandpa drove him somewhere, remember, and had a heart attack. Lassie drove him to the hospital and made a left turn. I said, God damn, Lassie. This is a smart fucking dog. Lassie got dogs killed. I had a little mixed ghetto dog. I must have hit that dog in the head with a hammer. I said, motherfucker, if Lassie can do it, you go do it. I said, you better talk back. I'm going to give you to the Vietnamese family. I bet they'll make your ass talk. You'll holler for help. I bet they'll make you talk. Oh, but that lasted. And then one episode, they got burglarized. They said, oh, girl, what did they take, girl? What? Were there any niggers? Any dark one, girl? Any real dark ones? That black girl? Make out the police report, Lassie. I used to always like put, you know, your race, because you're black, into movies. I always thought Frankenstein was a nigger. No, because all the white folks were always chasing Frankenstein. Remember? Get him! Get him! He was always running like a nigger. And he grunted like niggers. And when he catch him, he's just like a nigger. He'd whoop their ass. He said, threw motherfuckers all over the place. Rah! Say, get him, nigga. Rah! He steals shit, remember? And then white people were scared of him like they're scared of niggas. What was that? What was that? Niggas behind it, him? That shit used to fuck me up. I'm sorry. He'd be trying to catch that nigga, wouldn't he? Some crazy, wild shit. No, that's why I can't get ready for the shit. The movies are crazy. White films, I'm sorry, white folks. It's crazy shit. One thing in Hollywood, they don't like black men and they don't like white women. You white women here, some of you are uncle women, so you know what I'm talking about. But the ones that are up on the shits, you know the game. You watch the movies come out of Hollywood, what they think of white women. They don't give a fuck about a white woman. They put you with freaks, Beauty and the Beast. Come on, that's bestiality. A white woman with a fucking monster. I know a monster when I see one. Oh, it's his insides. Fuck that. That's a fucking lion. and have a white lady fucking him all night and shit. Come on. Don't take your kids to see that shit. 4 or 5 years from now, your kid will be in the kitchen fucking the dog singing Beauty and the Beast. Sick shit. King Kong. They ran to get that white woman. Oh, get a white woman. She'll fuck that big gorilla. Get a white woman. Princess and the Frog. Oh, get a pretty white woman. Get a frog. That's freak shit. And a fucking frog. Elephant Man. I love you. White lady. Swamp Thing. White woman. I love you. The fly. Big old green eyes. Thorn. Get a white woman. I love you. Sick shit. That's sick white shit. Put a black woman in these movies and see don't the dialogue change. Put a black lady in The Fly. You big-eyed motherfucker. You'll never buzz on this pussy. I bet when I get this black flag, you get the fuck out of my face. Swamp Thing, you better get your ass back in them pot of greens. I ain't through cooking them greens. Frog, Elephant Man, lion, get your ass in the car. We're going to the zoo to find you somebody, because ain't a goddamn thing happening here. But they just give the white woman dumb lines. I love you. They don't give a fuck about the white lady. If they ain't raping a white lady, if they ain't sexual, if they don't have you fucking everything in the movie, then they chopping your head off. White women aren't safe in a dream. If you fall asleep, Freddy gets after your ass. Freddy gets after you. You cannot be safe in the goddamn dream. And then you guys wonder why the serial killer wants you. He goes to the movie, and the movie says, kill the white woman. In fact, kill about 50 of them. That's some cold shit. That's the deal. I get a little carried away because, fuck it, it's real. But that's why I can't watch television because it's too wild. Because they got crazy shit on Star Trek, the new generation. Who's writing this futuristic stuff for black folks? Who's writing this? One nigga's blind, the other one like his mother fucked a turtle. Who's writing this? Whoopi Goldberg running around looking like a fugitive from a pancake box. Who's writing this shit?
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I've been to the mountaintop. We're going to talk about it after the show. I've been to the mountaintop. Shh. I don't mind. When Dr. King said, I might not get there with you, but we as a people get to the promised land. Dr. King said, Music Chaos. What he, knowing Dr. King as I knew him, you know, he's like my father, but he's kind of naive in a way because he really believed in our people. And he didn't believe that we would fight and go to jail and open up all these doors and black folks would not reach back and build communities. So Dr. King saw the community opening up. And he said, I don't mind. I can go on. I'll lay down my life for you. I will shed blood for you because I know that when you get these things, when you become the Oprahs, when you become the Jordans, when you become all these things, you're going to come back and build communities. He didn't think you was going to be running away from your community. So that's what Dr. King thought, and that's what he thought. And that was my leader, Dr. King. It's 7 o'clock, y'all. It's at 7 o'clock hour, wherever you are in the world, in the country, in the city, driving down the highways and byways. Courtney, Ebony, and we even got Sean over there. And we have Mr. Mooney in the house today. And Jim Alito, Executive Director of Hair Wash Cup Center. And Miss Mooney, take a deep breath. Black. One more time, y'all.
Who was that white man that said?
Black. Did y'all feel good about that? How it feel to be black? Oh, don't y'all feel good. Mr. Mooney is our black moment. Listen, talk of Chicago.
It's very black. But you mentioned Martin Luther King. Who was that white man that said Martin Luther King?
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's talk Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live, www.wvon.com. Guess what, y'all? We're on iHeartRadio. You don't take us anywhere. We're on Blog Talk. We're also on Facebook. We on Twitter and we on group Facebook. My little young men over there on the west side sitting listening to me. We here, yeah, I hope you're here. We got Mooney putting out some facts. You know, Professor Mooney is in Whiteology and some other stuff. There's some great knowledge. He's here today. So wherever you are in the city, in the country, in the world, just lay back. And you can listen, and you can also call in on 773-591-1690. Our board is lit up. We got a few lines open. What you said there, Mr. Mooney, about
yeah, the some white man said Martin Luther King, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Some big, think he may have been.
I remember that.
He may have been the governor. It might have been the president. I don't know.
I think it's Mississippi. It might have been Barnett. Mm-hmm. I remember when we used to have a joke that Dr. King went to the White House. Remember time Dr. King went to meet with Johnson. So we were all back. And when we were all back, when he came back, we were sitting in the staff meeting. So we said, Bevel said, y'all want to know what Dr. King told Johnson? We said, yeah. So what did Dr. King tell Johnson? Dr. King said, don't do that, Bill. He said, Dr. King said, told Johnson, can you cut a coon on the moon by noon? Johnson said, no, but I can hang a nigga in a tree by three. That was a statement, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
The coon and the nigga and the crackers and all that other
stuff.
There's
a coon on the moon in June.
Shut your mouth. Saying nigga in the tree by
that.
Three.
All that stuff, yeah.
Cracker.
Yeah, they said
cracker.
all that rhyme and all that crap. Yeah.
They didn't know that crackers came from cracking the whip. They said crackers, them crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Cracker, 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 creepy cracker.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy cracker.
Mm-hmm.
That creepy cracker. You know about that?
Mm-hmm.
That creepy cracker.
Well, that comes from when you beat a white person up, they crackle.
They crackle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
They beat them up, they crack, 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 crack.
Crack,
yeah.
Crack, crack.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Yeah. The duck said.
The duck said.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, I want you to know, Jim, for the 9 o'clock, for the 9 o'clock, seven hour only, my producer and executive director of the Harold Washington Culture Center, Jim Alicia, and Sean, who's with Mr. Mooney manager, have said that just for the 7 o'clock hour, this 1 hour, WVON listeners can log on to the ticketweb.com for tickets. And this special is only good for 1 hour. No code needed to get your tickets. A special, I think they got a special on, whatever the special is, for the 9 o'clock show. For the 9 o'clock show, this 1 hour, according to Mr. Mooney's manager and Jim Alicia Tillman, you can log on to www.ticketweb.com for a ticket special. This 1 hour for the 9 o'clock show. So I know y'all want to know, so log on right now for the 9 o'clock show. BJ, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, Dorothy. You know what? I got to tell you, Dorothy, you are the most wise and wonderful woman that I have ever personally known.
Baby.
And
thank
I'm
you.
Even almost just about out of my 60s right now.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you something, Dorothy, like Brother Benjamin, the things that he's doing, I had a desire to do those things in my life. And coulda, woulda, shoulda done it had it not been for white supremacy and racism and different stuff. I got to know Mr. Fuller back in the 60s. I became an electrician in 1962. And I said, I don't want to work 40 years to get a gold watch and
hurry up, BJ, because I got...
You know what, Dorothy?
What,
but
BJ?
We can do this. We just got to love one another and work together, Dorothy.
Are you coming to the Harold Washington Culture Center tonight?
I will be there, okay? You know, because I want to laugh all the way to the bank, Dorothy.
Okay.
That's what I want to do.
Look, we got a special going on, BJ. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, Jeannie, you have a question for Mr. Mooney?
Yes, I do. Negro Domus?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you name any modern-day war criminals?
Did I what?
Any modern-day war criminals?
Any names for some modern-day war criminals?
You have any names for the modern-day war criminals?
Yes.
Modern-day war, do they have a name?
War criminals. She wants you to talk.
You mean in the racial war?
War criminals, period. You know, people who go around killing folks to steal their goods and their people.
Oh, do I have any words for them?
Yeah, or could you name one?
Well, you can name them all, white folks.
Thank you, Gina. Hey, everybody put no name up, number four, so tell me who you should name.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody put your name, what's your name?
Will, the real Will.
The real Will, make it quick.
You do need a delay on your show because you have slipped up with said a few stump down.
Anything words. I said wasn't on stump down is what I wanted to say. Now, what you think I stumped down on?
No, you just said it real. That's all. I was laughing about it.
I know. We don't need it. Hey, we keep it real up in here, baby.
But to Brother Mooney, you know, now he's stumped down. He's so deep. He could have went, moved, and dug a hole to the other side of China and come back. I just like to say something that you can put in your memoir also, Brother Mooney.
You breaking up.
All this integration will be bad. But Brother Mooney, I got one thing. BW4, black weed-wearing women. Talk about them so they can get that up out of their hair. Okay?
See you later. You coming tonight to the show?
No, ma'am. I'm over here in Arizona coming out of L.A.
Oh, that's why you're breaking up. Hey, hello, Arizona. Say something to Arizona. He's in Arizona.
I feel sorry for him.
He said a black weed-wearing women.
Well, I feel sorry for him. He's in Arizona.
He wants you to say something about the black weed.
Arizona is a very dangerous place.
Is it dangerous?
I have never liked Arizona.
What's the dangerous about it?
No, I just don't like it.
Why
they were the last ones to get into the what you call the American Union. United States.
Yeah.
They've always had problems.
They were Indians or Mexicans or something, wasn't it? And they didn't want to come in. Now they said they're going to take it back. They said they're taking back Arizona.
Right.
They're taking California. Yeah. What else they do?
Yeah. Too much.
Oh, my. Is it too much?
Yeah.
It's just too much to even talk about.
Right.
I tell you, take off for Courtney. Where are you at over there, Courtney? Wake up, Courtney. Wake up, Courtney. Hey, Ludi. How you doing?
How you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right.
Okay. And hello to you, Mr. Paul Mooney.
Good morning.
Mooney.
Good morning.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot to say, but in the words of that great sage Satchel Paige, common sense ain't common.
Well, that's good. That's true.
You got any questions?
And also, a chicken ain't nothing but a bird. So.
That's true.
Oh, Ms. Lou, you're bringing all these comedians.
And you can be an educated fool.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they have a lot of them. They have a lot of people who have all kinds of degrees, but they don't have any common sense. They're just an educated fool.
Mm. Exactly.
Mm. Lou, I know you coming out.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get down
there. You gotten your tickets yet?
No, I haven't. I got the little...
No, that's too late.
It's too late for that?
Oh, yeah, you need to go online now.
Oh, okay.
You got to go online. They got a special for the next hour, so go online.
Okay, I waited too late then. Okay, then.
But for the 9 o'clock show, www.ticketweb.com.
You said Chickenweb? Oh,
Ticketweb.
Ticketweb, okay.
Okay.
Thinking bird. Okay, then, Dorothy.
For the 9 o'clock show, come for the 9 o'clock show.
Yeah, okay.
Now, hold on, Ebony. Get Ludi's phone number, Ebony, for me. I'm going to have to talk to Ludi. Brother Lawrence.
Hey, what up, Dorothy?
What up, Brother Lawrence? What you
got
to say?
Dorothy, you got the coldest. I fall down with everybody when they talk about comedians, when they talk about people. I say, Paul Mooney is the coldest comedian on the planet Earth. Make no mistake about it. And somebody came to my house and stole my analyzer, white folks.
You're kidding.
Yes, I am, Paul.
You better.
They stole it.
They
must have won. It's somebody in your family. You got a thief. You got a wolf in the chicken.
You see that?
Yeah,
Paul,
someone stole
it. When you coming to Chicago?
He's in Chicago now. Where you at, Brother Arnold?
I'm at home. I'm saying, where you going to be?
You must live in the woods.
He's at the Harold Washington Culture Center. Have you heard about he's there tonight?
No, I didn't hear that. Show. But I'm listening now.
He live in
tonight.
The woods. Yeah.
Tonight, the second show is at 9 o'clock. Do you have internet,
yeah.
Brother Lawrence?
I got it on yet. Yeah.
For the next hour, I got a special for the 9 o'clock show. So go online, www.ticketweb.com.
www.com.
www.ticketweb, W-E-B. www.ticketweb.com. It's like Ticketmaster.
Okay.
You got a special.
www.ticketweb.
9 o'clock show.
For the 9 o'clock show. It's a special. It's only for this hour now.
It's only for an hour?
No, we got the special on for an hour. It's over with after the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
For
okay.
the
9
o'clock
okay.
show. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Dorothy, the only thing I want to say before I leave, it's a shame that the people that call in our show at WVON, don't none of them know nothing about Paul Mooney.
A lot of them know. It's black. Negology.
I'm listening to them deadbeats calling me and talking about wanting to beat up Obama, but they don't say hello to Paul Mooney.
I got you.
I'll see y'all later, though.
See you later. Paul, somebody stole his analyzing white folks. You gonna have some on sale tonight?
Well, we hope so. We may not, but my God, they can go online and get it. But it's what's so funny is that they stole it.
Stole it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody white.
Somebody white.
Mm-hmm.
He had some white
he
friends over.
He got some
over.
White friends in the house. Mm-hmm.
They said, we're going to go mm-hmm. look at this. And what they analyze white folks deep. Y'all better get analyzing white.
It's brilliant. It really is.
He had them on a red couch.
It is too funny.
Why you put them on a red couch when you was analyzing?
Because red is power.
Ooh, the blood, huh?
That's why you see the presidents and anybody in authority, they wear red ties and red scarf. They wear red. Red means power. Yeah.
Red.
And it means attention. It draws attention. Yeah, and it like when if somebody cuts you, you bleed red.
I'm gonna put on my red.
Yeah.
Well, you know, 773-591-1690. We're streaming live www.viewing.com. We also on Block Talk. Now we had selected quite a few songs, but we got to play the Mississippi Goddamn because that's what Paul Mooney wants.
Thank you.
We're gonna play it right now. Mississippi, goddamn. And I want to see you at Trayvon Martin rally today. Paul is going to speak. We want to see you at the Harold Washington Culture Center. 773-373-1900 for the Harold Washington. This is for, hey.
And I mean every word of it.
Hey.
Ooh. What'd she say?
Never got me so upset.
Ow!
Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows.
Hey, Florida got me upset too.
Made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about me. Goddamn, can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer.
Woo!
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about me. And goddamn, this is a show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet.
I know about them dogs, so they were chasing me.
Hound dogs on my trail. School children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day is gonna be my last.
That's how Trayvon fell. Them were chasing him like a dog.
Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you.
You can talk if you want to.
People just about do.
I love listening to this.
I've been there, so I know.
Hey,
she said, I mean every word of
go
it.
Go slow. Go slow, you Negroes.
Mississippi, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I mean every word of it.
And Florida, goddamn, too.
Watching the window, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten.
Shoot you down like a dog. Florida, baby. Florida, Sanford, and Zimmerman.
I bet you thought I was kidding.
Uh-uh. She said the show hasn't been written yet. It's written in Florida. Hey.
Picket lines, schools, boycotts. They try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady.
Yeah.
And you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie.
What she said that movie?
You'll stop calling me Sister Sadie.
Oh, this whole country is full of lies. You are going to die.
Paul Mooney wanted this song, y'all. It's for Paul and all of us.
That's where it comes from.
Keep on
it's shady. You're shady.
Yeah.
You're shady. Black sister shady. That's where it comes from. This is real shady.
Yeah. Quality and justice. Hey, Nina Simone, y'all. Hey, that's it, y'all.
She said, I mean every bit of it.
Every damn word of it, she said.
Isn't that the best Mississippi? Goddamn.
Hey, in Sanford, Florida, too.
Yes.
Dogs chasing. That's what Zimmerman did in the jury say. Well, he should have went home. He would have got home. He wouldn't have got killed.
Yep.
Do that sound familiar?
Oh, what that was about was a butt whooping. He was getting his butt whooped. That's what it was.
Is that what it was?
He was getting his butt whooped.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, and I will say it, and I will repeat it. I'm going to stand by it. More than one person jumped on that boy.
Mm-hmm.
That woman, that policeman, all of them that were around there, and they probably sick the dog on him. That's what they do. That's what white folks do. They always double team you. They always go.
Is that where double team came
from?
Yeah,
and they want to get somewhere where there's more than one of them, and they'll jump you. They're good at that.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when she stayed in the shadow, wouldn't come out as a juror, it reminded me of the Ku Klux Klan. What happened? The reason they put hoods over their head because they were the same people who were serving your food or you was cleaning houses from.
Right.
So this probably one of her. She's probably cooking to do some stuff for somebody.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what it is, Mooney.
Yeah.
I tell you.
And those white women are a disgrace.
What you mean?
Those white women that was on there, it was all a setup.
Some of the ones on the jury.
Yeah, it was so obvious right from the beginning.
Well, what was interesting is that the young folks were shocked when the verdict came back. I wasn't, and those of us who come from the movement know better than that. And I know about people getting lynched and nobody saying anything, and then they putting black folks, beat them up. My uncle tore up some of them suckers down there, and they had to put them in the truck late at night and send them north.
Because
he beat about six of them and took one of them out. They had to hurt him, get his bus down in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We had to be on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still on the run?
Well, we're going to be on the run for the rest of our life, as long as we're in America.
So what in this, you know, what are we going to do as a people right now for young people? Because you're going to be speaking to them today.
Yeah, we got to roll up our sleeves and help our young. We got to raise them, because if we don't, somebody else will. And then white folks will get them. That's why they say, my family, and the little gang members and all that, my family, my family. That's all they talk about. They want to be loved. They want to find a place where they belong. Cause they want somebody to hug them and tell them that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you're doing some dirt and you can find somebody else doing the same dirt, it makes you feel that you're not that bad because you're doing dirt.
Mm-hmm. And when you're killing up each other, that's dirt.
And that's why those hookers and those out there in the street, them streetwalkers, that's why they're never long wolves. They always want a pimp, because that means that the pimp is worse than them. At least they're working for theirs.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't working for his.
Just got his.
They find somebody that is worse than them.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And that's what people always look. That is really something. I know you have to have structure, and then there's also some structure. So that's what I was saying about. Right now, the Chicago Police Department is saying they're going to go knock on people's doors and say, we watching you. And if black folks in this city take that mess, the superintendent announced 2 days ago and the mayor, they're going to be knocking on doors in the black community, the South Side and West Side, said, we got our eyes on you.
Well, but they're not telling you whose doors. They're going to be knocking on them old people's doors. They got them. You can tell what it's been in the neighborhood, and their lawns aren't green. That's whose doors they're going to intimidate, old folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like elderly abuse. You know, that's who they're going to knock on, because there's some projects that if they go into, they better take a lunch because they ain't coming back.
Well, they tore down the projects here.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the young folks are staying with some of the older people. Dan, how you doing this morning?
Hello?
Dan, you got a question for Mr. Mooney?
Oh, yeah. It's a privilege, honor, and pleasure to talk to you and Mr. Looney, two living legends. I just wanted to let them know Mike Greenberg was the one that said Martin Luther King. Mike Greenberg, ESPN Radio.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Just a slip of the tongue, but we know.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to know, how do you get that, the song you play at the end of your show, the rap song, by
Reparation by my son. My son wrote that. I'll tell you how to do it. You can pull it down online, or you can, with my daughter writing it, rapshod.com, R-H-A. His www.rhapsody. That's my baby. It's my youngest son. That's his group.
Okay, I want to get that.
Okay. Are you coming to the show? Are you coming to the show?
I'm coming to the show. I come to all your stuff, Miss Tellman.
Okay, you coming to the 7 or 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Okay, call right now. You get a special, www.tickerweb.com.
Okay, I'm on the way.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Rashad.
Good morning. How you doing, Ms. Tillman? How you doing, Paul Mooney?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman. Good morning. I just wanted to just say thanks for having Paul Mooney on, because he's one of the few comics I can actually relate to. And it's great to have
you. You must be in his school of whiteology. He's the master, you know.
And, you know, it's like when people see Chris Rock or people see other comics who make you who say a joke and make you think about what they just said. You know, I'm like, you know, they got that from Paul Mooney. They like, everybody like tell me, like, who's Paul Mooney? I'm like, you need to go look at Paul Mooney.
You don't know nothing if you ain't studied him.
I'm in
class this morning. Thank you, and I'll see you coming tonight.
I will do my best. My wife is out of town. You know, you can't.
Well, you come on out while your wife out of town. Come on. Hey.
Yeah, come on and bring your girlfriend.
Love the one you with.
Bring
with the one you love.
Yeah, bring your girlfriend.
Love the one you with.
Okay.
And let her bring a friend so they'll think that you ain't with them.
And look, go.
Okay.
And we got we all have tickets for the 9 o'clock show, and we got a special for this hour. If you call we log on ticketweb.com for the doing this hour. Or call 373-1900. Thank you now.
Thank you.
Love the one you with, y'all. Love the one you with. If you can't be with the one you love, hello, Cynthia. How you doing?
Oh, good morning.
Hey.
Alderman Tillman, are you speaking at the rally?
No, I'm not.
Well, is Paul Mooney speaking?
Paul Mooney speaking.
Okay, Mr. Mooney, I just want to say this. Since you will have everybody's attention, I hope that you will say something. Now, you know, something about the Sun-Times preference for George Zimmerman. And, you know, and because black people...
What sometimes do, George? I haven't read the paper in 2 weeks. They all stack them at all.
Wait a minute. The Sun-Times shows a preference for George Zimmerman because I've been watching them. As a matter of fact, I stopped my subscription because I called them and told them that they are racist. I said, black people support this paper. I said, more black people buy the Sun-Times than they do the Tribune. And I told them, but the Tribune seems to be... showing more leniency.
Well, you know, GN, the Tribune now have bought 17 more stations and also trying to move toward what they got. In fact, Paul Mooney was on GN the other day. So GN have separated the paper and the media, but they're still, the Tribune is trying to reach out.
You would think that the Sun-Times would print, you know, to give you an example, because, like, I called them and blasted them. The Sun-Times, the day that Trayvon Martin's mother, was on the witness stand, okay, you and also Zimmerman's mother was on the witness stand, you would have thought that since all of these black people are buying the Sun-Times, that the Sun-Times would have had a picture of Trayvon's mother in the paper. But guess whose picture they had in the paper the next day?
Zimmerman?
Jess Zimmerman's mother.
Well, I'm going to look for it. I'll do, Cynthia, I'm going to look for it. Are you coming out tonight?
Well, I can't. I have to go to a family function. Oh, let me tell you something else, and this is important.
I got Herb and Gold.
Okay, this is important. To show you the, you know, the depth of the Sun-Times racism.
We're going to revisit this next week.
No. This pertains to Trayvon.
Okay, but...
Okay, the movie Fruitvale Station is the same story about Trayvon. It's just that it had to do with...
I got you, Cynthia. I got the board lit up, and I got 20 minutes
to
go.
Okay, but let me just say this. The Sun-Times put the movie review on the back page.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. We'll talk more about it next week. Thank you, David. How you doing? I'm trying to get as many calls as possible. David?
Yes, how are you doing, Alderman Tillman? Thank you so much, and greetings to Mr. Mooney there. Mr. Mooney, I was wondering, well, I had the definition of an oxymoron, you know, intelligence gathering and, you know, conservative radio. That's kind of like the oxymoron there. But no longer am I'm not paying the black tax no more. You know, in other words, going into the store and then I have to be watched and everything, you know.
Yeah, you won't be watched when you black while they watching you, the white folks stealing.
Yeah,
they
exactly,
be watching you, the
exactly.
white.
So I'm not paying black tax no more.
What you doing then?
I'm going to make my own stuff, like I say, about manufacturing everything.
Okay. You got,
and
are you coming to the show tonight, Dave? You coming to the show?
I'm going to try to get, I can't get on web from where I'm at right now. And so
call 773, call 773-373-1900.
Okay, 373-1900.
Yeah, thank you so much. I tell you, Ms. Mooney, he's trying, oh, Lord, I got to get Reverend Weatherspoon here. He's going to have a fit if I don't get him in, but. Reverend Weatherspoon?
God bless you, our daughter.
God bless you, Reverend Weatherspoon.
Yeah. God bless Paul Moody for coming here and supporting this movement.
I knew you was going to say, Reverend Moody.
Keep the good work up, God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. I knew you was going to say that.
That's a minister?
Yeah, Reverend. Yeah.
He's got a lot of nerve.
He got some nerve.
That takes nerve.
Because they might shoot him like they did Dr.
Yeah,
King.
That's it. That takes nerve. He's got.
Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah.
What you mean?
Well, he's got more nerve than a dinosaur.
Really? Why you say that?
Mm-hmm. Because it is. You put yourself out there when you're, you know, you have a following, a church and all that.
Because
they'll tear you down. You know that.
Let me tell you something. They shot Dr. King, and then it was like hanging a Negro in a tree somewhere. Them ministers started diving down. So I ain't going to get my brain blowed out like Dr. King. That's why they shot him in his head. Because they wanted these black ministers to be scared. You think you're going to blow my brain? No. And like, I mean, there's no way, Mooney, that. In our community, we have 4 and 5 churches on the block. And there's no way that we should be going through what we're going through. All our people go to church every Sunday. There's no way that these ministers cannot be like a Dr. King-type preacher. We should be able to move our community where we have to move. But now they just talk about pie in the sky. And Willie Dixon said it might not be no pie in the sky when you die. It could be a lie.
Well, what happens is they keep a lot of these ministers, and God wants you to have, you know, God doesn't want you to ask him for little things like a poor person. He wants you to have big things.
What you mean?
Well, he wants you to be blessed.
Be blessed. How do you be blessed?
Yeah, he wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be in a Rolls Royce. He wants you to be in a mansion.
Right.
He wants you to have all the money. He wants all that. You're his children.
Right.
I mean, why would someone want their children to be on welfare?
Mm-hmm.
They want their children to progress.
So how did that rack up?
They have to pray more. They have to pray and they have to ask for the right things.
Just pray.
And stop asking for the wrong things.
Just pray. Nothing else. Just pray.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't
stop asking for greed and ask for what you need.
But don't do nothing else but pray.
Yeah.
Well, prayer without work is not good.
They have to get back into prayer.
Well, you know, I was telling people that the ministers in the South where I grew up at was activists. They didn't play. They were working on behalf of black people. And that's how you had your movement. And if our minister become active again and stop being scared. See, I've never in my life seen black folks so scared.
Well, I don't think they're scared.
What you think?
I think that they're double agents. I think they're being paid.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think they're under the table. That's what they call it.
Under the table.
Uh-huh. You know, when a person pays you under the table, nobody knows about it.
Nobody knows.
On the down low.
The shadow knows.
Mm-hmm.
You think somebody knows?
Mm-hmm.
The shadow knows, right?
Yeah. Well, the shadow's being paid, too.
Oh, shoot. We in trouble.
Oh, yeah. We in big, big trouble.
When the shadows get painted.
Yeah, we're in big trouble. But the thing is, we have to help ourselves.
How do we do that?
We have to.
Everybody.
That's why I love segregation. Segregation now and forever.
Now and forever.
Because when we were segregated, we were forced to take care of ourselves, forced to become a nurse, forced to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
First, segregation was a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, people blame the civil rights movement for integration, but we fought for desegregation and justice for all. Integration came in at another time that was snuck on us, and folks started using the word integration. We said desegregate and justice, equality. That's why Nina Simone made that record about equality. And I think our people got it kind of mixed up. Let me go to the phone and see what's going on. Henry, how you doing?
What's going on? Hey, good morning.
Turn your radio down, Henry.
Hey,
if you don't turn your radio down, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I just wanted to know two things. One, will you be streaming the rally today?
I don't know whether I know if it's going to be broadcast live on VON. I don't know whether it's streaming or not.
Okay, and second.
Oh, you're coming from Georgia. Yeah, it's going to be on WVON.com, yes.
Okay, great.
What part of Georgia are you from, Henry?
Yeah, I'm in Stone Mountain. I was just out of Atlanta.
Okay.
I was asking another thing to Paul. What do you see as the future themes for comedy, given that we have opened up a new discussion about race and the African-American? Where does comedy go now to begin to push that struggle ahead? I just thought I'd ask. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Paul. You heard that.
Well, he had an accent. Where was he from?
Oh, he's probably from one of the Americas, either Africa.
Harlem.
Maybe so, you know.
Yeah.
Harlem is, you know.
Did you hear that accent?
Of course. Well, he wants to know the
future. Eartha Kitt must be his mother. I don't understand a word he was saying.
Well, he wants to know, what do you think is the future theme for comedy?
Oh, you're an interpreter. You understood his language.
It's competition. You're having a conversation with me.
Okay.
I got to understand you, darling.
Mississippi, goddamn.
You goddamn all the way in Florida, too.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see as the future theme for comedy, he says?
The future?
Yeah.
For comedy?
Yeah.
Yeah. The future.
Okay, y'all have
to.
Did y'all understand that? I want to go to this.
Was
pastor.
That Ebonics?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm going to go to pastor to see what he got to say about the pastor. Who is this pastor? Who?
Daniels.
Oh, Pastor Daniels. Yes, sir. What do you want?
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You act like you're not glad to hear.
I'm so glad to hear from you because I know you're on your way to Paul Mooney's show tonight.
Well, yes, I am. But listen, I wanted to ask him a question, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
I want you to know that I am I'm in awe of you. You're a great man. You're a legend. But what did you think about what our president said on yesterday about Trayvon Martin could have been him? And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Not only said Trayvon Martin could have been him, he said that when he was in Chicago, and he said before he'd been profiled before he became a senator. He said in stores people profiled him and everywhere else. That's why he introduced he introduced racial profiling. That's probably the strongest black station statement that he's made since he's been in office.
But our president, I love it because he's living proof that all black people don't look alike. Ain't nobody ever told me good morning, Mr. President.
Tell. I tell
and
you.
I'm brown skinned. And I know
you.
The high yellow brothers, ain't nobody told them.
I tell you.
Good morning, Mr. President.
Uh-huh.
There's a high yellow brother in there asking.
He ran over the day because he heard you was going to be here.
But ask him.
He's going to be interviewing you and put him on his show.
Anybody say to him, good morning, Mr. President?
Yeah, remember Daniel wanted to know about him talking about what he said about Trayvon yesterday. But Reverend Daniel, know that I got to make sure Mr. Mooney here because we was out moving around when the president was speaking. But that's the strongest statement he's made about black people since he's been in office. And we wanted he said.
Oh, he's made some stronger statements.
I said that's the strongest.
No.
Tell me another.
Oh, he's made stronger.
Tell
statements.
Me about it.
He made stronger statements about
black
folks.
Tell me about
folks.
It. You just saying that because a black man is in the White House.
No,
yes,
I'm not just
you
saying
just
that.
Saying that.
No,
you
I'm
just
not.
So
no,
that
I'm
black
not.
Man is
that's
in the White
not,
House.
You, he said stronger statements.
What did he say, black
that?
Man in the
yeah,
White
he
House?
Said
you
about
just
black.
Think you the president.
No, I don't,
that's what it is.
I don't want to be.
Oh, you the black man in the White House.
I don't want to be the president.
Tell me about the black man.
I don't want to be the president.
What is the black man?
I want to be the vice president.
Oh. You do
I want to be the vice president.
I'm going to tell him money. 30 seconds, Taylor. Help me out because I'm going to try to empty the board. Tell him money.
I'm offering you to God. I will be there tonight to see Mr. Mooney. I'm glad to see you in Chicago.
Yeah.
I hope that you come at least twice, three times a year because we need your kind of spirit in the city to reawaken our people. And I thank you for being who you are. I've seen you on television. I've also got two. I think I got two of your CDs. And so I thank you. I really, really thank you.
Thank you, Taylor. I'll see you tonight. I tell you, we're going to have to bring him back for an encore performance because people are asking. I'm going to try to bring him back before the year's out of. But y'all come on tonight because we might not bring him back. Might not be no pie in the sky. Jackie.
Morning, Dorothy.
Morning, Jackie.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful, Jackie.
I just want to say to both of y'all, thank you for being ever so relevant. Mr. Mooney, you have been my teacher.
You're a student of whiteology, huh?
Yes, I am. And I just want to tell you how grateful I am, and I look forward to seeing you at 9 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Black.
Thank you. Black. Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, between Reverend Jess Lee Peterson and Larry Elder, it's refreshing to know that there are a few black people who have some sense. Because I don't listen to it on WBON. I listen to the station. I hear the callers and the
guests. What's your question? What's your statement?
The statement, now I know why Detroit's a sewer and every other...
Well, that's because of White Island. Wait, yeah, watch yourself. See, there ain't these other folks' shows. I don't take that kind of harassment from white folks.
No. Detroit's a sewer because it's inhabited.
It's a sewer problem because of your mouth.
Jerry?
I don't take that. They call in. They got this thing that's going on now is that because of the Trayvon, the John Birch Society have released all of their folks to invade all of the black talk radios. And I've noticed some of my co-hosts, some of my colleagues, allow them to get on here and talk. I ain't going to call in and talk about Detroit to me. Go call some other station, not on my watch, and maybe somebody else. Good morning, number 7. She didn't put your name up. How you doing? Hello?
Morning.
Who am I talking to? Who is this?
This is Samuel. I'm calling in. I just wanted to call in and say hello.
Where you calling from, Samuel? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, West Side of Chicago.
I love the West Side, the best side.
Yes, ma'am. I was out at the show with you last show.
Hey, misbehaving.
You're right. Absolutely. I'm going to be at the show tonight at 7 o'clock to see Brother Mooney. My wife said that now she can take that off her bucket list. She's listening right now. Her name is Carla.
Okay.
Oh, great. Great. I want to tell you.
Hey, so.
Yeah, we'll appreciate it. But I want to tell you, you cut.
Thank
that.
You, Samuel.
You
Thank
cut,
you.
You cut that white man off like that was a Harriet Tubman move.
Hey, I'm an ancestor
of
the spirit of Harriet Tubman.
Honey, I got to watch you.
I'm from Alabama.
You a mess.
That's that red mud.
You got a long coat?
You let that red mud get on you?
Yeah. You got a
broom?
Where's your broom?
You ought to check my boot.
Where's your broom?
You ought to check my boot.
But where's your broom?
You saw it was Harriet
Tubman. I'm sure you got a shotgun. Yeah, that was a Harriet Tubman move.
Check
I
my
never
boot.
Seen no. That, you quick draw McGraw.
Check my boot.
I could not believe you. You are too much.
No, they're calling all over these stations now. The John Birch Society, the folks don't know about them. They are more dangerous than the Ku Klux Klan. So they're calling all our stations all over and putting their views in. And what I've noticed, some of our hosts even here, placating them, letting them
Well, they should call them white folks, Howard Stern and
people.
Yeah. They should call them.
I think so, too.
They
we
should
don't
call,
have to be.
Call
we're
your,
always trying to be
call,
fair.
Call your own.
We're being fair while they're unfair.
Call your own.
Call that diversity.
Yeah, just call. Go listen to the white shows that you listen to.
Don't call
instead
here.
Up here spying on black people.
Yeah.
That's what they always are doing.
That's
that.
What they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call in, call
always
Detroit.
Spy, always spy. And then they'll have black people be double agents and infiltrate and do their little dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Their little hamburger helpers.
All that sodium and stuff.
Yeah.
Hamburger helper.
Oh yeah, but you fixed them.
Did I fix them?
See, that's why we need. We'll talk about after the show too, because we got some plans. We need choices.
Yeah.
See, black people need a choice. but a good choice, not a phony choice, mm-hmm. not a setup choice.
Mm-hmm.
They need some reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, legality, mm-hmm. reality.
Mm-hmm.
They need some purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They need some hope. They need some cheer.
Yes.
They need to have some joy.
And that's what I try to give every Saturday. I don't play about that.
Yeah.
Because I know it's not all over. We're going to fight to the end. We're going to get out here. We're going to do it because we're going to do it till we do it to death. Because
what happens when you go in a room and you turn on a light, the roaches scatter. They hide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you turn the light off, then they come back out because they like to do stuff in the dark.
We're going
to
keep the light on.
But we're going to keep the light on.
Because they
live in denial.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
We're going to keep the light on.
Keep the light on.
And we're going to keep us a big can of black spray.
You darn right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And know what I'm going to do right now? I want to know what Courtney, you know, we're going to try to play real quick. We ain't got about 8 minutes. This phone is lit up. But I got to play. Hey, mister. Mister talking about the sewer. Don't play it here. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Black on your back. Is it because I'm black? Is it because I'm black? Seal Johnson, who's coming to see Paul Mooney tonight. I forgot, Seal. I was going to come eat some fish the other day. Seal, if you're listening, please forgive me.
She's telling you to say goodbye.
She's telling me to talk.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm black?
Seal Johnson.
Is it?
Is it? I don't know.
Because I'm black?
I don't know. Maybe you're in white ology.
Yeah, but is it because I'm black?
Is
it because I'm black?
Woo! Whiteology.
Oh, is it because, is it?
Why you think they're doing this to us?
Because I'm black?
Maybe so.
Is it because I got Michael Jackson's old nose?
Oh.
Is it because I got Michael Jackson's old? Is it because I got Nina Simone's big lips?
Watch yourself.
Is it,
what
is that what it is?
Is it because I'm black?
Is it? Is it because my hair is nappy?
Nappy.
Is it because you ain't my pappy?
Oh.
Is that the reason?
Somebody got to tell me.
Is that it?
Is it?
Is it?
Phil Johnson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Seal Johnson is coming to see you tonight. Paul Mooney, he told me. And I was supposed to go eat fish with him.
Is it because I'm super, nigga? Is it
super, super.
Super, super. Yeah. Is it because I can fly?
Hey.
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 Woo. Is it?
Well, of no pity.
Oh. Mississippi, goddamn.
All the way. Mississippi, goddamn.
And I mean it.
I mean every word of it. Hey.
Mississippi.
And Florida, too.
And Florida, too. Arizona. Hey. How about you?
Hey.
Hey.
Woo. Oh, Lord.
Mississippi, goddamn.
What a double D.
And I mean every word of it.
I mean every word of it. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes,
woo!
Mississippi.
What's holding us back?
Is
a back tail happening to check your hey? Is it because I'm black? Shut up. Play that guitar.
Is it?
Woo!
Oh, that guitar?
Where's
the drum? Where's the drum? What do the drums say?
Listen.
What do the drums say?
We gotta bring it on down a little bit. I think we got how many minutes I got over that Courtney? Hey,
what do the drums say?
The drums is beating, baby. You hear? Woo. You know, I married a drummer. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, but I got rid of him because everybody wanted to give the drummer some.
Oh, you are funny. Everybody wanted to give the drummer some. What about the guitar player?
Oh, they wanted to get the drummer some.
Okay.
I know I was married to him. I gave five babies.
Oh, good.
And everybody
great.
Else wanted to have babies for him, so I gave it to him.
You gave
Chuck,
five
how you doing?
Babies.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing this morning? Give me 20 seconds because we're running out of time. Hey, come on, cut your phone. Cut it down, Chuck. Cut your radio down. Cut your radio down. Okay, I got to go, Chuck. You need to cut your radio down. Put him on hold. Gilda, you got 20 seconds.
Good morning. You all are some uppity N-words. You know that, don't
you? You down there in Alabama, so you can't say too much down in Alabama,
look,
that red mud.
And you out of your place. You know, I've been teaching myself.
You down in Alabama where they make you Negroes be out of place.
Hey, look. I've been teaching myself this white ology. Now I got an instructor.
Ah,
ha, ha, ha. Go ahead with your best up, and I'll be keeping up with you. And maybe through doors I can get you down here.
We are trying to work on getting you to Alabama. I'm going to talk to you. Thank you so much. I tell you, Sal, help me out. I ain't got but a few minutes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hurry up.
I had a unsuccessful comedy career in the 80s. I tried to be a combination of Richard Pryor and Dick Gregory.
Are you coming tonight?
Which I justified myself as the international chairperson of the Black Atomic Bomb Committee, justifying that we needed one old, antiquated atomic bomb, and it was a social satire.
Hey, Sal, I ain't got much time. You should have woke up earlier. Are you coming tonight?
I've been woke listening to you.
Are you coming tonight?
I doubt it, but I...
Well, we'll talk to you
later. Well, then we'll talk to you later. Goodbye. Keep it moving.
Come on. You need to, that's why you want to be a comic. You better show up tonight. Karma, help me out. 20 minutes.
Good morning. Good morning, Miss Tillman. Good morning, Mr. Mooney. I am fired up. This reminds me of what we should have been doing a long, long
time. Fired up and ready to go. Woo!
A long time ago. And yes, I will be there tonight. Mr. Mooney, I love you. Keep doing, keep writing.
Thank
keep
you.
Doing what you're doing.
Thank
I
you.
I love you guys. Thank we should have been. I'm a civil rights
I got to go. Thank
you. I love it.
Thank you. See you tonight. Now, I got to go. I'm going to try to get 20 seconds. I get y'all in here. Joe, hurry up. I'm going to let Mooney answer all in one because we got to go. Joe?
John,
hurry up. I got to go.
Listen, quit calling yourself a comic. You're a realist, and I love it.
Thank you. See you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chuck, got to go. Chuck, I done tried you twice. I'll see you tonight. Hey, y'all, you've been listening to Talk of Chicago 69 WON. We have really enjoyed Mooney. Mooney, give me a closing remark because I got to get ready for my thing. Got to get up out of here in a second. Give me a closing remark. We're going to be at the Harold Washington Culture Center tonight.
A closing remark?
Well, you know, just we're going to take it out. We just, you know.
Well, for black people to love one another,
mm-hmm.
Call somebody up now, and that person that you love, give them some flowers. Give them their flowers while they can smell them.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be down today at the Trayvon Martin real quick, in and out, and talking to the young folks today,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. We got to do that. We have to. That's our future.
Yes. And tonight he's going to be at the Harold Washington Culture Center. We have a special going on up until a few more minutes. 773-373-1900, 773-373-1900, www.ticketweb.com for a special for the 9 o'clock show. And those who, 7 o'clock show is sold out, y'all. See you later. Thank you, Mr. Mooney. I got to have you back. We're going to do an encore. You have to bring you back to Chicago because everybody love you. Hey, y'all, don't be scared. Don't be scared. You can't fight scared. See you down at Trayvon Martin. Our reparations now.
In this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and other Africa in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource. So to her people, pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chains, brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled, been locked in chains, girl. But somehow my soul remains. But is it over now? Over now.
I am an existence, you African descendant. Wrong to your shores, fault your wall, tell your business. Beat me till defenseless. You did this for 400 plus. And the bottom of your ships and at the back of your bus, you'll find us with a black face embedded in stuff. The virus of America's clutch, enough is enough. Give us our just it in village. If we configured for every crime that was committed and every bigot that got acquitted, and meanwhile and on exhibit was a black neck from a tree, we'd probably be Millionaires equal share across the board. Able to afford to rebuild and restore. Ignored was a black slave. Put to death with promised land on his mind and free on his breath. It only correct America. You cut to the check with a whip, wounds and flesh. And the disrespect for every black that was strapped with whips. For every piece of cotton picked till our fingertips turned bloody. Bigger than money. Reparations is about compensation. It's time that you pay the way for your slave occupation. Made the death built by us. Most of the poverty convention was built by us. Every stoplight.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Firefighters are hoping for cloud cover and maybe some rain to help in their fight against a huge wildfire in the Southern California mountains near Palm Springs. NBC's Miguel Almaguer says the threat of thunderstorms might also make things worse, possibly bringing high winds and lightning.
Certainly going to be a very difficult day for firefighters on the front lines who are facing tough weather conditions and are facing this huge blaze for the sixth straight day.
The 42-square-mile fire is only 15% contained. Meantime, there's more than enough water in Las Vegas after severe thunderstorms and high winds there. Trees and utility poles are knocked down while parts of the Vegas Strip are underwater. In Aurora, Colorado today, some will recite the names of those killed in a mass shooting 1 year ago. NBC's Rahima Ellis reports Coloradans are looking for ways to heal as they mark the anniversary.
A moment of silence at 12:38 a.m. to remember when a heavily armed gunman opened fire in the crowded theater.
One couple who was inside when the shooting started will be married today. This is NBC News Radio. Justice for Trayvon rallies and vigils are planned today outside federal buildings in 100 cities. NBC's Kristen Welker reports President Obama made comments about the case in a rare, unscheduled appearance in the White House press briefing room yesterday.
The president came out and surprised everyone. The other thing that made this so notable, he was deeply personal.
Activists want the Justice Department to take up the case 1 week after a Florida jury found George Zimmerman not guilty in the death of the teenager. A senior Israeli official says some Palestinian prisoners will be released as part of the new breakthrough by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in efforts to restart Mideast talks. An Israeli minister says some, in his words, hardcore prisoners will be released. The release has been a longstanding Palestinian demand. Pope Francis is using social media to reach out to young followers gearing up for World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro. The Pope posted a message on Twitter Saturday touching base with young Catholics headed to Rio, wishing them a safe journey. Francis leaves Monday for Rio, where more than a million young Catholics are expected to celebrate their new pope. I'm Alex Witt, NBC News Radio.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-789-4399. That's 800-789-4399. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-789-4399. That's 800-789-4399.